USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
As many as 12,000 illegal Haitian immigrants have been released into the United States, according to Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas. He tells Fox News Sunday about 12,000 of 17,000 Haitians are having their cases heard by immigration courts, and that about 5,000 are being processed by the Department of Homeland Security.
About 3,000 are actually in detention. And we make those detention determinations in the best interest of the American public. Others are in immigration court proceedings. They are monitored by us. We impose conditions.
At least three people died and multiple were injured when an Amtrak train derailed in Montana, about 30 miles from the Canadian border yesterday afternoon. More than 150 passengers and crew members were on board. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The former president on the stump in the Peach State.
Former President Trump spent his Saturday night at the Georgia National Fairgrounds for a Save America rally. The former president criticizing Democratic Senator from Georgia, Raphael Warnock.
We're going to fire your ultra-left-wing Senator Ralph Warnock and elect the great Herschel Walker to the United States Senate. And we're going to take back our country from these lunatics.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Crowds are expected on Long Island today as the family of Gabby Petito holds a funeral home viewing for their daughter, who was murdered on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend. Petito's body found a week ago in a remote area in northwestern Wyoming. Brian Laundry returning to his parents' home in Florida, and a manhunt continues. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal appeals court has blocked New York City's mandate that all public school employees show proof they've been vaccinated against the coronavirus. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio had said in August that all public school teachers and staff would need to have their first dose by Monday. A group of public school employees sued to block that mandate. Delays on the ground costing United Airlines. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
United Airlines is being hit with a fine for long tarmac delays. The Department of Transportation fining United nearly $2 million for 25 delays that affected more than 3,200 passengers. Airlines must allow passengers the opportunity to return to the terminal after more than 3 hours on the tarmac for domestic flights and 4 hours for international. United blaming most of the delays on bad weather.
And here's a kicker. Ancient footprints found in New Mexico turn out to be the oldest in North America.
New research conducted at White Sands National Park in New Mexico has uncovered the oldest known human footprints in North America. White Sands officials said the discovery reveals evidence of human occupation in the Tularosa Basin beginning at least 23,000 years ago. That's thousands of years earlier than previously thought. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Israeli troops conducting a series of raids against suspected Hamas militants and the deadliest violence in the West Bank in several weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.